some of the music you'll hear, well, that particular artist, Rocky Erickson, who you'll hear Saturday night as part of the Pygmalion Music Festival in Champaign-Urbana, and it starts today, actually. Lots of entertainment at lots of different venues, all put together by Seth Fine, who's on the phone with us right now. Seth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Well, what is this, the fifth year you've been doing this, or sixth?
Sixth
year.
Yeah.
You've been doing this. What got you started? What was the idea? All these bands from all over the country and some local ones, and let's put them in all these different venues all in a few days.
Well, you know, I grew up here.
Yeah.
And I went to college here. And I stayed as a result of, I used to perform in a band called Absinthe Blind. And then in my final year of performing in a band called Headlights, who are still active. And I had started promoting shows. And I had just kind of been looking around the region with some admiration at some other towns our size. Bloomington, Indiana had a little thing for a couple years called Bloomington Fest, and then up close to Ann Arbor and Lansing there was a thing called Michigan Fest. And I don't know, I just felt like this town could sustain something like this, and I thought it would be a welcomed event, and it really has been. And so it wasn't really, there was nothing really novel about it outside of the fact that, you know, nobody had ever really taken the time to put it together for our own little burg. So I did.
Yeah, you did. And tonight you open up at Canopy Club and the High Dives.
Correct.
Chanel Monae.
Yeah.
That's going to be the first show, 9 o'clock at the Canopy Club, while Common Loons at the High Dive. How do people decide which shows to go see?
This particular night on this particular year has posed a real difficult situation for a lot of people. This was really not supposed to happen, to be fully honest. I've never done more than one show on opening night, and that was fully my intention this year. I booked Of Montreal. When Janelle Monae signed onto the tour, you know, I did a little dance because I knew how special that was. And then all was well, all was set, and then Built to Spill's agent emailed Ward, who books over at High Dive and Cowboy Monkey, and Ward, of course, knew that it was right during Pygmalion, and we worked very closely. And, you know, we had a choice, and that was to either pass because we didn't want the conflict, or book Built to Spill, who happens to be one of my favorite bands of all time. So there really wasn't any debate, you know, for very long.
Mm-hmm.
As far as how do people decide? You know, I think that Built to Spill and Of Montreal have separate fan bases. You know, obviously there's crossover. There's no question. But I mean, I'm an example of that.
Yeah.
But I tried to schedule it so that people could see both Janelle Monae and Built to Spill if they so chose. And you know, you generally run into these conflicts at music festivals, you know. You go to Lollapalooza, something huge like that, or ACL in Austin. You know, there's 3-4 bands playing at a time, and it's like, well, which one do I want to see the most? And you kind of throw your hands up and kind of remember that this isn't really a problem. It's a good problem to have. Too much good music.
I was just going to say that. Janelle Monae and Of Montreal at the Canopy Club tonight. It starts at 9 with Janelle Monae. And then the High Dive, Common Loon, Revolt, and then Built to Spill.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, it starts at 7:30 with the world's first flying machine at Canopy Club.
Yeah.
Mean Lids at the Independent Media Center. The Womp Stars will be at the High Dive at 9. Plastician will be there. 12:30. And, you know, it continues Friday. It continues Saturday. The complete listings, by the way, best way to find it is just go to Pygmalion Music Festival, allonword.com.
Yeah.
And you'll find the schedule and stuff. What about getting tickets?
Well, there's still, the last I checked, there's probably like a handful of passes still available. Just not very many. And then, you know, the festival is designed specifically so that people don't feel like they have to buy the pass.
And that's, you know, the wristband you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, the wristband.
You
know, you don't have to buy the wristband. I don't know that I would buy the wristband year to year. Maybe some years I would, maybe some years I wouldn't. But, you know, 4 nights, especially two of them being during the week, it's a lot to commit to, and I fully appreciate that. So we've designed it so that you can buy single tickets to individual shows, sometimes in advance, sometimes just by walking up to the venue. You know, shows like Mike and Molly's on Saturday with the Viper and Cowboy Monkey with Royal Bangs and on Saturday night. You know, these are just shows that you can walk up and pay a cover charge at the door, and, you know, we keep try to keep those shows a little cheaper, like $5 to $7, so that it's, you know, it's affordable. And then, you know, we always do free shows as well, so that you can actually always go to the music festival, even if you don't have the money to afford it, or you don't feel like spending it on this particular thing. So
yeah,
we kind of design it so that it tries to cater within the subset of humans that I'm trying to cater to. We try to make sure that anyone can go see some shows regardless of what that month looked like financially for them.
A lot of music in town. Bobby Rush will be here Sunday.
Yeah, and then there's the CU Folk and Roots Festival.
The CU Folk and Roots,
right,
Festival downtown.
I think it's a testament to how amazing this community is in terms of support of live music. Neither organization designed that it would be on the same weekend, but ultimately, you know, something is very absent from our town this week, and that's a home football game.
There you go.
I think that we were both, in the end, when we chose our dates and we realized that they're on the same date, we were both kind of like, you know what, like, I don't want to go up against Illini football. So we chose the same dates, and we decided to partner a show together. Their opening night party is also a Pygmalion Music Festival show. That's tomorrow night at the Independent Media Center.
Mm-hmm.
We got some nice support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts there. And it's going to be a really great time. It crosses genres of different styles of music. It fits into indie rock. It fits into folk. It fits into punk rock. It's going to be a good time. It's all ages show, which is always a benefit.
That's great. And you can pick up The Buzz. They have a really nice calendar in here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, The Buzz knocks it out of the park this year with the cover. I think that of all the covers I've been graciously given from the local media, I think this year's Buzz was probably my favorite. It was just classy and done very well.
It was nice. Besides Built to Spill, pick a favorite band. One, maybe not a favorite of yours, but one that you were just, you did the dance, you know, you said, yeah, I got them here.
Oh, well, outside of Janelle Monáe and Built to Spill, I'd say Caribou on Saturday at the Canopy was one that I was really excited to be able to book. Dan Snaith's project Caribou is one of the finest things out there. His new album, Swim, it's kind of one of those albums that is extremely memorable. But I'm also really excited about Cut Chemist. I am admittedly not a hip-hop head at all. The hip-hop that I was into was mainly the late 80s and early 90s. I've tried to keep up. I haven't done a good job at it. I know that the DJ scene in this town is second to none. And I'm fortunate to be buddies with quite a few of the better DJs and more active DJs in town. And I work with them every year because they know best. When they put Cut Chemist out on the table, you know, I listened and it's cool. And then I put the offer out there and they confirmed. And then it wasn't really until after they confirmed that I really kind of started listening and watching some videos of this fella. But he's an extremely talented and experienced DJ. He's been with groups like Jurassic 5 and Ozo Motley, who have played at Krannert before.
Right.
And there's some DJs that, you know, just spin and they can match beats, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
But then there's others that treat their decks like their instruments.
Yeah.
And he has this style about him that's just, it's musical. There's no other way to say it. And so I'm really excited to see that performance because it's really not just a DJ. It's not just an opportunity for people to come and kind of get sweaty and dance. It's also a show that you can watch, and I think that's pretty special.
Well, Seth, we got to run. Thanks for bringing all this music to town.
I appreciate the support there.
All right.
WILL.
That's Seth Fine, and he is the director, the producer, the founder, the curator of the Pygmalion Music Festival. Go to Pygmalion. It's just like the play, musicfestival, all one word, .com. You can find out everything you need to know.